Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FBI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Kyle T. Wilson and Katie Chittister, two members of Fell Swoop Playwrights, whose play The Miss Julie Dream Project is currently playing at Sun Assembly in Silver Lake. Kyle T. Wilson is a founding member of Fell Swoop Playwrights and co-executive producer. His scripts have also been developed or performed at Lark Play Development Center, Club Thumb, Celebration Theater, Company of Angels, Psychic Visions Theater, Unknown Theater, Theater of Note, and Unspoken Theater Group. He holds an MFA in dramatic writing from Carnegie Mellon University and is a member of the Dramatists Guild. Katie Chittister has directed Paula Vogel's Desdemona, a play about a handkerchief, and Sophie Treadwell's Machinal. She's a graduate of the USC School of Theater and has been an intern for the Yale School of Drama's Summer Cabaret, an executive board member with the Hunger Artists Theater, and a founder member of the Ninus Theater Company. So welcome, Kyle and Katie.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yay. Let's talk a little bit about the Miss Julie Dream Project. You guys have a pretty unique way of coming up with plays. You guys work as a team, and since this podcast is for playwrights, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the germ of the idea and how the process went as you created the work.
Sure. I wanted our first project to be collaborative. We wanted to debut something at the Fringe Festival, so the idea of producing there came first. And since we are a collective, there are 13 writers, I thought it would be a little strange for our first thing to single out one writer over everyone else, and I thought it would be nice for us to pool our collective talent. And I didn't want to do something expected like one act or 10-minute plays. As much as I love writing and producing those, I wanted to do something unusual, particularly since it's the Fringe. Riskier work seems to fare well there. So I proposed the idea of doing a collaborative piece, and I was reminded of Strindberg the Dream Play, which seemed an interesting template for a play that was unified and full of vastly different scenes and characters and that sort of thing. So I suggested to the group that they write me a dream sequence. After reading a dream play, I also read Miss Julie and thought it would be fun to maybe start with a mashup idea and say, well, what if we wrote a dream play that had Miss Julie in it? And based on those pages, we started kind of working together to present the finished work. I mean, we didn't really have anything other than that when we started, and the pages kind of told me the direction the play needed to go in.
And so, Katie, were you involved in the writing or just came in later as a director?
I was not involved in the writing. I came in later on as the director, and it has been a great experience. I actually were friends previous with some of the Fell Swoop playwrights.
I see. So I know you mentioned the Strindberg's The Dream Play and Miss Julie. I wondered how specifically the themes of those plays maybe lent themselves to this kind of a theatrical experiment.
It's a good question. I felt like rereading a dream play, I hadn't read it since college, actually, and I was really fascinated by the way things shift so suddenly in it, the way characters age dramatically. You visit characters in various different states of existence over the course of the play, and that was a really interesting kind of thing to kind of soak myself in, I guess, when I was thinking about the play. I mean, it was more kind of letting the style and the take on a dream narrative kind of sink in for me. Miss Julie is a little bit more relatable and accessible as a play, so but the connecting piece for me was the emphasis on dreams and Miss Julie as well. Both main characters, Julie and Jean, relate dreams, and the dreams end up being kind of emblematic of their social position, which is what the play is primarily about. Julie is trapped on top of the pillar, and she wants to get down, but she can't. And Jean is trying to climb trees looking for golden eggs in nests. And I mean, the connection of the dream itself was the thing that linked those two plays together in my mind. But then also, one of the things that I think is most important in our exploration of the themes of those plays is really Strindberg's rather caustic attitude towards women and take on gender relations and gender norms. And all of these things are expressed pretty aggressively in Miss Julie. And the more I read and worked on the play, the more I kind of bristled at it. And it served our interest really well because my playwrights, the majority of whom are women, they were all kind of playing with gender in really fun and unusual ways. I mean, there's one scene in particular that came to me and is, I think, almost entirely unedited by me, in that I was able to just very easily fit it into our piece, where a female soldier comes on stage and her father wants to call her a man's name. The mother's resistant, and there's all this play about gender in the context of the scene, and it's very funny. And Abby Levine, who wrote the scene, even indicated in the script, could be played by a mannish girl or a boyish, a mannish girl or a girlish boy. So she was really kind of connected to that, and kind of, I don't know, subverting some of the ideas that Strindberg is pretty hardcore about, I'd say.
I see. Yeah. So when you... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and to add to, I mean, to Kyle's credit, the dream convention really allows us to take a look at Miss Julie through a variety of angles, which I think feels really unique and fresh.
So when you're finding your way to this, is it mostly as a group through improvisation?
No, I think... I like to think we're unique in how we approach this, in that I literally asked for scenes, and I took the scenes and let the scenes guide me into forming a narrative around them. So the majority of the scenes are either intact or pieced throughout the play. And there are a couple that I split into pieces in order to make them work. But one writer's scene in particular was very focused on a kind of strange, surreal rehearsal of Miss Julie. And so that kind of seemed a great opportunity for me trying to figure out how to form a narrative around this as an introduction into the play, and also an opportunity to kind of create a grounding element for the audience, so that there are some consistent characters that return even as we shift into strange other aspects of a dreamscape and totally new people come on. And so it really was, I mean, in one sense, it was, I would call it like devised and process oriented and all of those kind of theater buzzwords that are used now.
Yeah.
But I was very, interested in starting with the words first, since we are a playwrights group.
I see. It's interesting that you brought up the idea of grounding elements, because that was kind of my next thought and my next question, which was, this strikes me, the way it is now, as not only a commentary on many of the themes that you mentioned earlier of Strindberg, but also kind of a hilarious idea of commenting on the idea of the act of creating. It's almost like a comedic acceptance of how crazy things can get when you're staging a show.
Yeah.
So I wondered if any of your anybody's personal experiences or any of the other writers maybe kind of wormed their way into the work.
Well, that's funny. I'm sure all of us and anybody in the theater who's had any kind of either school or professional experience has nightmare and horror stories that they could share. And our show, you know, we lovingly refer to it as a kind of new actor's nightmare, even though it's not scary. I think it's mostly pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, there are literal jokes in the play that are, at least from my own edification, references to really, ridiculously bad situations that I found myself in as a playwright and having to negotiate between several volatile personalities, and I think that is also to go even deeper with it. It ends up being something I'm very interested in exploring with the play, which is how do we as creative people living in 2013 negotiate with a very difficult, important but flawed and challenging work of art that was written over a century ago that, for whatever reason, is still really powerful to us today. And that's a journey that we go with the actress who plays the actress who is playing Julie. That's a journey that we go with her on.
Excellent. Well, I hope everyone does go see the show. And I always like to ask before we stop for this particular episode, if there's anything else you're working on down the line. I know this is a remounting of the show after the Fringe production. Are you going to continue with this, or are you going to move on to something else?
It's a good question. I think we're trying to figure out what's next for us. One of the things that's been kind of funny is that we originated with an eye towards self-production, and we want to support individual member playwrights as we pursue writing careers. But this really has been a successful and fun collaboration, and I think everybody's really enjoyed it. So I think we're kind of entertaining all possibilities at this point. I would like to produce at the Fringe again, and I would happily work with Katie on anything at any time, any place, and any playwrights who need a director, find her and give her a call. But for Fell Swoop anyway, I'm not. We don't have any firm plans, but we're definitely going to do something else. I just don't know what yet.
Okay, cool. How about you, Katie?
I actually have a couple of new play readings that I'll be working on, but that's about it. So,
Cool.
I'm open as well. Working with this group of people has been wonderful and fortunate. They're really enthusiastic. They're very supportive of each other and supportive of this project, which could have been, you know, kind of overwhelming for a director coming in working with 9 playwrights, but they all are enthusiastic and fantastic.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
The Miss Julie Dream Project stars Ilan Connor, Lynn Adriana, Edward Alvarado, Vic May, Sasha Harris, and Corrine Glazer, and was written by Megan Brown, Sam Hill, Jay Holtham, Abby Levine, Michelle Myers, Tira Palmquist, Emily Brower-Rogers, Brenda Varda, and Kyle T. Wilson. It's directed by Katie Chittister, and the show runs at Son of Semele until September 15th. Please visit www.sonofsemele.org to purchase tickets, and you can also stay in touch with Fell Swoop Playwrights by visiting their website at www.fellswoopplaywrights.org. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit lafbi.com.